This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. And we're joined now by Sam Evans-Brown, host of NHPR's podcast, Outside In. He joins us every other Friday to answer listener questions about the natural world.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
Sam, welcome.
Welcome. Thanks. Hi.
Okay, Sam, what fun facts do listeners want to learn about this time around?
Why don't we just go straight to the tape?
Hi, Sam. It's Kenny. I'm calling from my van, and I was wondering if, like I saw in a TED Talk, we could spray chalk into the atmosphere to reflect sunlight to solve global warming. Thanks.
I will say I don't know Kenny, although it sounds like he's very familiar with me. He's like, hey, Sam, calm from the van. You know, no idea who Kenny is.
When you have a van, that's how you live. It's just like, I'm calling you from the van.
Okay, so while TED Talks are fun, they are also notoriously a place where you go to hear people presenting just their own perspective and not perhaps the other side of what may be a very complicated debate.
Is he talking about, like, we're putting up giant mirrors and reflecting sunlight back out into space? Is that what he's talking about?
What he's talking about, he said chalk, which tells you he's referring to the work of a specific scientist named David Keith at Harvard University who has talked about using chalk.
Why not?
For a very long time, we have been talking about the idea of using sulfate aerosols. So this is the stuff that we used to put out in power plant emissions.
And we wanted to get rid of them.
And in fact, what we noticed is that when we did get rid of them, or largely got rid of a lot of them because of the Clean Air Act, the climate started to warm up even more rapidly than it had been before.
Head scratcher.
So that's what he's referring to. But I will note, this particular TED Talk is so controversial, it has a disclaimer at the end that says you may want to Google around after you listen to it, and they actually had somebody come right back on stage after he was done to rebut him.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Let's break this down in two parts. First, the strict question of can we, quote, solve global warming, unquote, by spraying a bunch of stuff into the stratosphere? The straightforward answer to that question is a qualified yes. And in fact, we know this because we have seen it before. And so here's Simone Tilmis, an atmospheric chemist with the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. She walked me through all of this.
And so from past large volcanoes, and the last one that we could observe was the Mount Pinatubo volcano in 1991, we actually saw cooling of the Earth's surface.
Okay, but let me ask you about possible side effects.
Ah, yes, the side effects, the part you don't hear about in the four-minute TED Talk online. The traditional response from the environmental movement to this idea of geoengineering is that this is moral hazard. This is the idea that if we know that we can be bailed out by geoengineering, then we're not going to do the work that needs to be done to stabilize the climate by reducing emissions. But for that argument to work, you have to show that a geoengineered world is actually worse than one in which we've rolled out renewable energy and reduced emissions. So shall we dig into the caveats here?
Mm-hmm.
The primary problem is that sulfates, which are what we usually talk about when we talk about geoengineering, are themselves a pollutant. They destroy the ozone layer.
Seems like a necessary thing.
But even if we manage to find a completely environmentally benign chemical for this, there are a whole list of problems that this could engender. More CO2 in the atmosphere has been causing ocean acidification.
That seems like an issue.
Putting aerosols up in the atmosphere could change global rainfall patterns, which, our system of agriculture depends on.
Again, I'm going to put that on the issue list.
If we were to start spraying aerosols, we'd also have to keep doing it indefinitely, because if we don't reduce emissions and then we stop spraying the aerosols, you're going to have rapid and possibly catastrophic climate change follow suit.
Okay, so this seems like a domino effect that we don't want to get into.
Even so, though.
Okay, now I'm going back this way. Now you got me over here. I was over there, then you brought me there. I came back there.
Even so, there are a fair number of serious climate scientists who know about these drawbacks, and they say we should at least be studying this because we might need this tool in our tool belt.
Well, I would say what I really think we need is research on this technology.
Really, the takeaway from this Ask Sam is to watch out for TED Talks. You know, you never know what you're getting.
That is Sam Evans-Brown, host of NHPR's Outside In, which you can subscribe to wherever you get your podcast. And if you'd like to submit a question for an Ask Sam segment, give us a call on the hotline, and I love this, 1-844-GO-OTTER.
All animal-themed hotlines from now on. That's the rule.
NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Rick.